You're listening to SBS News.
Volunteer residents in the riot-hit Solomon Island city of Honiara clean up shattered glass, rubble and trash from the streets as foreign peacekeepers, including Australians, attempt to restore calm in the capital city. Some buildings have been raided by looters, others destroyed by fire. On one street corner in Chinatown, students from a technical institute use rakes and spades to clean the road, as mounds of trash still line the surrounding streets. The riots started as a political movement, with protesters citing alleged corruption and anger at development decisions that seemed to favour foreign firms over locally owned businesses. In an exclusive interview with SBS, the Premier of the Malaita province, Daniel Sudani, says local frustration has been intensifying for some time.
But when they went up to see the elected leaders as well, the ones they elected into national parliament, the people seem to avoid them. So that is the reason why they get into that frustration and do things that is not acceptable to the community. But that is how they show their frustration.
The nation's Prime Minister, Manasseh Sogavare, has vowed to defy pressure to resign, saying violence that swept the capital had been orchestrated by a few people with evil intention to topple him. The protests calmed over the weekend as Australian forces touched down to help protect the peace. Despite this, Mr. Sudani says Australia should not intervene.
When the Australian police came here, to us we've seen that they come here under Sogavare's request to defend him in power.
During question time in federal parliament on Monday, Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews reiterated the role of Australia's ground support in Honiara is to protect key infrastructure.
Our mission to the Solomon Islands is in fact very clear. We are there to work with the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force to do all that we can to restore the stability in the region and to protect people and critical infrastructure. Now, we've made it very clear that our role in Australia is from Australia is not to involve ourselves in domestic political situations that are arising in the Solomon Islands.
The unrest comes amid a geopolitical battle for influence in the Pacific. And Malaita, the most populous island in the Solomons and also one of the least developed, finds itself right in the middle of it. The Solomon Islands government under Mr. Sogavare has been moving increasingly closer to China. In 2019, it switched diplomatic alliances from Taipei to Beijing, and that's fueled tensions in Malaita, which relies on funding from Taiwan and the United States. Amid this tug of war, experts say it's significant that the Solomon's leaders called on Australia in a time of crisis. Here's Dr. Karen Baker from the Australian National University's Department of Pacific Affairs.
So I think it's a sign that Australia is really the partner of choice for Solomon Islands and the wider Pacific region, really. I think it shows Australia's soft power in the region. That's not something that you can accumulate immediately. It takes a long time. But it also shows, I think, that it's important for Pacific Island governments to have options. They like having options. Just because they move closer to China doesn't mean they want Australia to go away.
SBS News reached out to Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare for an interview, but was told he is extremely busy. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.